Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, we're calling this show, Let's Get Physical. Dr. Prather?
Sounds like a good one to me.
So, we're going to talk about the structure medicine. Our practice is a structure function healthcare facility. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that a lot. What is structure function medicine? So, Dr. Prather, what is the structural part of it?
Well, you've got several different types of things that you're looking at when you're talking about the health of any type of a person, mm-hmm. or even the health of a business, or a structure. Mm-hmm. It's the structure determines function, and function determines structure. Mm. So you have to have the two working together to have optimum homeostasis. And the homeostasis is the balance of the body, and the homeostasis is the health of the body. Mm-hmm. So as we can achieve that homeostasis and that balance, it affects everything. And one thing I tell people is that your structure is also going to determine some, your function. Mm-hmm. So getting those two back up to par really mesh well together and make such a difference in the health of the person. So whether I've had people who had dramatic relief in a lot of different types of digestive symptoms, heart symptoms, lung symptoms, sinus symptoms, by actually changing the structure of the body.
Interesting. Mm.
And then, of course, structure is a huge part of pain. Matter of fact, as you're dealing with pain situations, structure actually overrides function.
Hmm, what do you mean?
Well, when you're talking about the position of the body, and you're talking about pain problems, more of the time, it's a misalignment mm-hmm. of the body, or actually physical pressure on a nerve that's actually causing the pain, mm-hmm. not necessarily the physiology of what's going on in the body. Mm-hmm. So understanding that, you can really especially, that's one of the reasons that we get started very quickly. On the structural portion, it's because we're looking to get people out of pain. That's one of the first things that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. But it's even much more than just pain.
It is.
Well, let's talk about what does the structural part of the practice encompass?
Well, we look at the structural portion as two different aspects, passive care and then active care.
Okay. So what's included in passive care?
Well, passive care, just to have a definition on that, that's when you lay down and people do things to you.
Passive.
Right. Active care is when we make you work.
Uh-huh.
So when we're talking about passive care, those are all the things that people like.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the chiropractic adjustments.
When they have to come see me, they have to work, yeah.
That's right. The mm-hmm. massages. Acupuncture, and believe it or not, people really love the acupuncture because it makes them feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
You're also talking about electrical stimulation. When we're using medicines or different types of creams, those types of things, that's also passive care to reduce the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So passive care involves things that people do to you. And then active care is when like you said, we make you work. You actually have to kind of get things going on your own, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And both of them are extremely important. And both of them have to work together to actually achieve the health that people are looking for.
So how do you, at the Prather practice, treat someone, you know, in the passive care? What are you trying to achieve? It's anatomical rest.
Yeah, and what you mean by anatomical rest is you want to put things back to where they should be.
Mm.
And then let it heal.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, one of the things that you have going on is you have some type of things aren't lined up correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So the chiropractic really plays a huge role in anatomical rest. Also, we have different types of braces. We have different strappings that we do to help to achieve that anatomical rest so you can actually heal. Mm-hmm. If one of the things that a physical therapist and you as an occupational therapist really find is that your rehab, the exercises, all those types of things go so much better because we've put it, the chiropractic portion has put it back into its proper position.
Right. People are in alignment. Makes it a lot easier to balance muscles and strengthen muscles.
I had one lady who came in recently and said, oh, you know, I asked her what she'd done. I've gone to three physical therapists, and I have to quit each time because it hurts too much to actually do the exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I just don't want to do the exercises,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I know it already doesn't work. And I says, actually, it's going to work for you because we're going to do some passive care first where we actually achieve the anatomical rest. We're going to get the inflammation down. Mm-hmm. We're going to reduce the pain so that you can actually do the exercises to restore the function and the strength and get the mobilization into the joint. And she sits there and she says, you are so right.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you know, I can even do the exercises that they gave me before,
without
which I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just too painful. Why? Because she wasn't in the proper position. She had too much inflammation. She had too much soft tissue swelling to actually be able to achieve what she was looking for. So the passive care and the active care have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And I also tell people that they need to do the active care to get to the prior functioning. Otherwise, they're just going to injure it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just going to come right back, which
right.
we're not interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not interested.
Most people aren't interested in it.
Right, no. And so, you know, the people moan and groan about having to actually work at it. But
some people. Not
I know, I know. I like to
over-dramatize
it. But I sit there and I says, well, you know, do you want to come back here in 2 months and have to do this again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do this, you do the exercises, you do the mobilization, the stretching, and then we have the supporting structure that's actually going to maintain the new positioning that you're in.
Well, let's talk more. Just talk more about anatomical rest. What does that mean?
Well, if, you know, one of the things I do is I go in there and I show people their x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very big on diagnostics. And as we get people in, we show them, one, how things are misaligned.
Mm-hmm.
X-rays are a great way to do that. Also, we show them that the range of motion, strength, all those things are working properly. And then we also have those to actually measure and see what kind of improvement we're making.
Mm-hmm.
But it's as we look at that and people think, well, you know, I can't really see that type of thing. When I show it to them, they go, oh, yeah, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can actually make those types of changes on it and they can tell a big difference. As a matter of fact, we have people who come in with them and I show them the positioning of what they're in
mm-hmm.
before we do the adjustment. And then we do the adjustment. And then we show them what it looks like afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very dramatic type of difference.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a perfect position for everything in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's out of position...
curve. And
right.
Mm-hmm.
If it's out of position, you don't have anatomical rest.
Okay. So you also talked about in passive care, diminishing muscular spasm, reducing
yes.
inflammation, alleviating pain. Talk a little further about that, Dr. Prather.
Well, you have to get the spasms down. If you don't get the spasms relieved, then you're not going to be able to achieve the anatomical rest.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to achieve the corrections. And there are many different ways of actually achieving that relaxation of the muscles. Well,
mm-hmm.
first off, putting the skeletal structure back into its proper position. Then the body doesn't have to go into spasm to hold it in an abnormal position.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the first things. But then we actually just go in there and we rub out the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And actually people like it.
Yeah, we have a wonderful testimony coming up about someone that actually happened, you know, with one of We have one of our modalities called rapid release, and we're going to talk more about that.
Very, very nice.
But it really helps with those muscle spasms.
And even if we need to, we also will go on ahead and do an injection into the muscle, too, if it's just not giving. And people actually feel much, much better afterwards. So we have many different types of ways of achieving that muscular relaxation to get that down.
Okay. Well, when we come back, let's talk about active care and what that encompasses, and we'll be talking about different conditions that we treat, both passively and actively.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, if not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just
feels
feeling
good.
Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, let's get physical. We're talking about the structure portion of our practice at the Prather Practice. And Dr. Prather, you went into what that encompasses and explained we do structure function medicine. So we're focusing on the structural part of our practice. You know, you'll hear a lot of doctors are functional medicine doctors, but to combine both, the importance is so important.
Yeah, one of the things I explain to the patients, because many of them have tried quite a few things elsewhere, and I explain to them that the reason that we have such a high success rate is we do hit it in so many different types of ways. so many different types of modalities. Mm-hmm. So we get 20% correction in one thing, we get 20% correction from another, and then that starts to add up to some real changes. Mm-hmm. Whereas we're not just relying upon one modality, one type of treatment to accomplish what we're looking for.
Right.
And for the goals that the patient has.
Well, let's talk about active care. What is encompassing in active care?
Well, active care, passive care is where people just really enjoy, as we have said before. Active care, now we're asking them to work
with
us. Be
active. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the first thing that you have to do is you have to get mobilization and get things stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that really starts to happen on people when they have an injury is there's a contraction. The body's trying to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it back into, again, with the passive care. We get down the inflammation. We get down the pain. We get it into an anatomical rest position. And then the longer, of course, the body has had the injury, the more contraction that actually occurs, the less movement is actually there that shouldn't be, you mm-hmm. know, that you should have some motion. So we've measured out the motion, seen that that's really lacking. So we get people to stretch and get into the positions that, and when they first start, it's like, oh, ow, 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 ow. But then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So we get that that neck movement back in there that has been locked up.
Well, it reminded me, I saw a patient this week that I haven't seen in a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I always remember you telling me about rigor mortis setting in.
Ooh, that's a very good point.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and we don't like rigor mortis.
No.
We had a patient actually coming in just this week and couldn't turn the head to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing we did was we got the x-rays. It was actually an established patient. Got them adjusted, and that opened it up quite a bit. Now we could actually work with it. Whereas mm-hmm. if we had tried to stretch them before the adjustment, it really wouldn't have worked.
Mm.
So got them in with Justine, who actually does a lot of that type of work.
She was on our show last week, yeah.
And
massage therapist.
Got that sprayed and stretched, went in there, worked in that muscles, and came out of the room on the first visit and said, look, I can turn my neck now. And, of course, they knew to come right away. People who've had an injury for years and years and years, it's going to take a while
mm-hmm.
to get that going. The sooner that you can come in, the quicker, the less
waiting.
Damage has actually occurred.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to get that motion back in there, that function.
Mm-hmm.
Is the first thing we're really looking to do. So mobilization and stretching is really our first goal along those lines. The next thing mm-hmm. on that is actually strengthening.
Right.
So we want to get the strength back in there. We want to get conditioning and get them back into a being able to do the normal types of things. And as we have that strength in there, then we're not going to re-injure that.
Yeah, and I like we use an instrument called the JTEC. It's a computerized range of motion and muscle strength. Very objective instrument. So it can
look at... It is the gold standard.
Mm-hmm. And it can see the imbalances, too, in the muscle and range of motion. And very important... I was doing this week an evaluation and had someone evaluating their gait, and they didn't realize they weren't even swinging their right arm, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Until I brought it up and how affected they were on one side.
Mm-hmm.
So very, you know, the imbalances, and we're going to work on balancing the muscles. And what's so nice is the chiropractic gets everything aligned. It makes it so much easier.
And then, of course, as you strengthen up and get things stretched out, get that strengthened, getting the function back in there, then it stays that way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the things that people have said about chiropractic as well, but then you have to go back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you combine the rehabilitation with the chiropractic, one, The chiropractic makes the rehabilitation actually work so much better. But the rehabilitation keeps you from having to go back and then realign it again, because now you're strengthening it, getting the function back, so it's actually going to hold.
Right, and that's where the rubber meets the road, you know. It's when you have to take responsibility.
Sure.
You know, am I going to follow through? Because I expect people to do their exercises at home. They're not going to get better if they don't. So it's interesting, and I would say 90% of the people do that.
Sure.
But the 10% that don't, you know, are going to be back in because they haven't strengthened that muscle around the structure.
Sure. I had a patient who came in, again, not too long ago, that I had seen 5 years. And they had come in for a neck injury. They had had an auto accident and had really had a lot of damage with the neck and had finally come to us. And I came in and said, you know, well, you know, what's going on? Is your neck okay? Is that a problem? She said, oh, I haven't had a problem with my neck. And I still don't. It's my low back now. I injured my low back. Mm-hmm. So I checked out the neck, great range of motion. Everything was perfect. It was a real mess, but it was nice to see that that work actually held for 5 years and without really any problems whatsoever, even as I checked it. It was perfectly fine, so now we're fixing her low back.
So, and if you get the right corrective exercise, and that's what I tell people, I'm not going to give you something you don't need. These are specific for your issue. I'm not going to waste your time. You know, I don't want it any longer than 20 minutes a day for these corrective exercises.
And it's amazing what they do. I've had people who sit there and said, yes, is, you know, when I started to do them, there was just a huge difference. So teaching people how to be able to make those corrections is just so important.
Right. Anything else, Dr. Prather? You were talking on active care, restoring strength, endurance, remobilization.
The other thing is the what we call activities of daily living. You need to make sure that people aren't continuing to do the things that actually led to the problem. So, you know, finding out what was it that was actually, what was the problem with that? Was it your bed? Was it the way that you work in your office? I know you've changed a lot of people's workstations.
Right.
There's different types of jobs where people are constantly either injuring their wrists,
repetitive
their elbow.
Or,
yes. You know, what are the different types of things that people are doing to cause the problem? And it's important to find out exactly what those are. And then make adaptations so that the same problem doesn't come back or that they even make it worse the next time.
Well, lately I've been getting a lot of musicians. They're referring each other in. And,
sure.
They were actually
a huge
all
amount of repetitive motions.
Yes. Drummers, guitar players, and just working with them has been really interesting. And you know, just re-looking at the position they're in, their arms, giving them, you know, stretching exercises and strengthening exercises. I know with the drummer, we've definitely been doing some stretches of the palmaris longus, the forearm muscles, with some flossing of the nerve, just like you floss your teeth. If nerve's involved, we need to floss the nerve, and we'll do that. I also, when I want to work on strengthening the wrist, I have a big rice bucket. I learned this actually when our son played football. He was offensive line guy, and putting their hand in the rice bucket and moving that wrist for the resistance and strengthening. You know, and it's really... he was down in Nashville, and they did an album, and 8 hours a day playing the drums, and he did much better. So, you know, it's really important to look at what am I doing. I have women that carry their bags on their forearms, and you know, they're coming in with awful elbow pain and shoulder pain. So I go through what is it doing? How are you carrying, you know, your purse? And I'll even lift their purses up to see how heavy they are. and then the next time it's a lot lighter. You know, sure. It's amazing what we carry around on our shoulders and inappropriately with mm-hmm. backpacks and that. So, looking at your workstation, I'm very much a proponent for standing desk if possible, you mm-hmm. know, where you can shift from sitting to standing. Yeah, activities of daily living are very important. Anything else you want to share on the active role?
And one of the things that is really important is to have something particular for that patient. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that we have is it's not just a canned plan, but right. it's for the patient specifically. We're very adaptive on a lot of the different types of ways that we approach it. Mm-hmm. And creative on the exercises, too.
Right, right. Well, good. When we come back, we're going to talk about specific conditions that we treat and how we treat them both passively and actively. We're going to talk about plantar fasciitis, neck pain, back pain, TMJ, sciatica, knees. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My nephew brought home another book the other day, just burns me up. Now they want to politically correct up Christmas stories so they don't offend nobody and everybody everywhere can enjoy it. So this is a story formerly known as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. It is now called 'Twas the Night Before a Non-Denominational Winter Holiday. Was the night before a non-denominational winter holiday when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The neutral gift sacks were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that a non-specific holiday figure would soon be there.
The Prather Plan Weight Loss Program is safe, comprehensive, medically supervised, and designed just for you. Forget the trendy diets and instead start with a roadmap that actually resets your body's metabolism for optimal fat burning and increased energy. The Prather Plan has 6, 10, or 14-week programs with a proven record of success and with guaranteed weight loss. The Prather Plan is an individualized program that is tailored to your needs to create healthy new habits in your life. You'll receive support from a certified health counselor, a nutritionist, and an exercise physiologist for maximum results. Many weight loss programs can include unhealthy loss of muscle or organ weight. We target your ideal body fat percentage so you can lose body fat in a healthy way where the pounds stay off. Contact the Prather Practice today to schedule a consultation and create a healthier you. 317-848-8048 or on the web at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice. Restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, let's get physical. Don't start singing the song.
That would not be good.
Not good. So we're talking today about the structure part of our practice. We do function structure medicine. That's what the FDA classifies us as. And we've talked about that a lot on the radio show. But we're really focusing today on the structure part of the practice. We talked about passive and active care. Now, Dr. Prather, let's talk about the different conditions that we treat structurally. And let's start with plantar fasciitis.
Start at the bottom.
Start at the bottom and work up. Okay.
It works.
Does that sound good? Or do you want to start at the top and work down?
No, we can start at the bottom and work out.
So passive care, how is plantar fasciitis treated in passive care?
Of course, people are, so many people come in and say, oh, I've just been in pain. They've tried shots. They've done this. And, you know, I just don't feel any difference in the pain level. You know, I went through weeks and weeks, maybe even months of treatment and several different times with no changes. And so, well, let's just, you know, let's see how that kind of responds. So I do a few quick foot adjustments and recheck it, and they're like, the pain's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We also do acupuncture on there, and we also get even more relief off of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, showing just how we can passively get that pain and inflammation and anatomical rest back into where it should be. Now, of course, we know that that's not going to stay like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always warn them. But I said, see, we can get it so that you have a normal feeling foot, you know, without pain. And that makes them very excited.
Well, it's tough when your feet...
Well, you know, when your feet hurt, I mean, it's kind of hard to let them rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, it just constantly wears on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I mean, it's a very big problem. Of course, that's how we get it under control passively. But really, you know, with your work on that, you know, the different things that you do. I don't even know all the different things that you do.
Well, one thing that's really important with plantar fasciitis, we want to do a gait scan analysis.
Oh.
And we have a computerized gait scan analysis. We're looking both at dynamic and static.
Mm-hmm.
We send that in actually to, it's in Ontario, where they analyze it.
Computer analyze.
And see possibly, you know, if the patient needs orthotics. There are times. You know, people can have fallen arches. They might need more support in their shoe. So, also, you know, exercises. We actually have people with plantar fasciitis work on picking up marbles with their toes.
Sounds like fun.
So for toe dexterity, you know, people haven't played with marbles for a long time since they were a kid. So that's something, and probably a lot of people have done the towel crunch where you put a towel on the floor and crunch it with your feet to work on that area. But we get nice results, too, because you talk about how many bones are in the feet.
Well, there's 54 articulations.
Articulations. Right.
It's a very complicated structure to get back into its proper position. And there's a lot of different opportunities for things not to work right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the feet are a whole science in themselves and something that I have really enjoyed working with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because oftentimes people say, you know, well, I've done those exercises before.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, but you weren't in anatomical rest at that time.
Right.
Well, you didn't have the inflammation gone.
Mm-hmm.
But when they then did, because they just wanted to do the passive care, but then when they started to do the active care, they said, now it actually stays. Again, it's the combination of the two that really make the dramatic difference.
Right, right. And we really are happy with the orthotics. If people need them, you know, people really get accustomed to them very easily, and it's been very helpful.
And we get long-term results with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're seeing people that, you know, we get back with, see how it's doing, and they said, yeah, that just made all the difference in the world.
Okay, well, let's go to the knee. We'll just go, like you said, bottom to top. Let's talk, Dr. Prather, about the passive care for knee pain.
The knees most commonly go to what we call valgus, where the knee actually bends in. And getting that back into position makes all huge amount of difference. Usually on the first adjustment, people can see a big difference on that. Mm-hmm. There are other different types of malpositions as far as on the knee. Making sure that those positions are back to where they need to be.
Oh, I know a lot of times the patella or the kneecap might be off track, and you're able to get that back aligned on track. It makes a big difference.
And again, people can feel a big difference on that.
Mm-hmm.
The acupuncture, taking down the inflammation. We put on topical pharmaceutical or natural types of anti-inflammatories.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we look at those types of things and make sure that that tissue is correct, the structure is correct, and then we can actually get the results with the rehabilitative exercise and the mobilization.
And a lot of times when I see them in active care with the knee problems, it can be weak quadriceps. That thigh muscle can be really weak, and we want to strengthen that.
Sure.
So I might start out as real simple heel slides. I really tell people, touch your knees, mobilize that kneecap, you know, move that kneecap around. Don't let it get locked in. They might take a small ball and really work on squeezing their knees against that to strengthen, again, those ligaments. But definitely strengthening the quad muscle is very important, especially, you know, with the knees. And we see quite a few people with knee problems. Again, the gait scan analysis is important for that because if their gait is off, it will affect the knees and shift everything.
I think one of the common things that we treat with the knees is failed knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I had one poor gal. She had been had surgery about a year and a half before she came in to see me. And she was like, you know, is this pain ever going to go away? She says, you know, I keep going to the orthopod on, you know, this just isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he doesn't want to go back in there. He can't really see a whole lot of problem. And I actually talked to him on the phone, and we did adjustment, did some acupuncture just to get some of the pain relief. She said that was the first time in a year and a half that she had actually was out of pain.
Wow.
And, of course, the orthopod was thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, no, we can fix this. This isn't something that you have to go back in surgically to fix. So the best way for us to do is to, you know, really get this all situated. And then we're actually going to have some success with the physical therapy, because she had tried the physical therapy and it just made it worse.
Mm.
But when you did the exercises, after it had been achieved with the anatomical rest, then there was dramatic changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's keep going up. We got the sciatica. We see a lot of... let's talk about passive care for the sciatic.
Oh, the sciatic care, people are just so grateful when we can actually do an adjustment.
We call that the pain in the you know what.
Yes. And it's a very immediate type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, and there's specialized adjustments for sciatica that we do that are actually very light. Most of the people can, after... We palpate the sciatic nerve after the adjustment. It's pretty well under control.
Yeah, and there's just a lot of instability. So strengthening the glute muscles is very important with sciatica. If it's the piriformis muscle that's involved in spasm, we want to stretch that.
Oh, yeah.
So
stretching the sciatic nerve itself actually makes a big difference.
Right, the flossing of the nerve again. Right. Very
again,
important.
Makes a huge difference on that.
Let's talk about back pain. We see a lot of people with back pain.
I'll tell you, back pain is just is the number one structural problem in America.
Mm.
So back pain is the, like they say, the bread and butter of chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
And finding out exactly what it takes to put that back into place. And we're very dependent upon x-rays. We have one of the top radiologists in the world who actually reads those. And then we have the exact ways that we're going to work on putting that back where it needs to be.
Right. I know acupuncture, very important in the passive care for the low back.
Absolutely.
And people love it. I know it's real important in the active part to really stretch those hamstrings. Tight hamstrings can affect the low back. I'm always yelling at my gentlemen who have their wallets or their phones in their back pockets. That is a big no-no because that shifts the hips if you're sitting, making things very unlevel. Very important. We have something called blue shoes where we get people on to stretch the calf muscles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of just stretch that whole backside because the backside gets very tight, hamstrings, and especially on men. Well, let's go up to the neck, the upper back area. We can kind of combine those.
Sure. Neck is a very mobile area, and that's actually one of my specialties.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Alice orthogonal specialty on that, which is a very specific chiropractic adjustment that I've been involved since its very inception. And it's probably one of the most amazing things for the neck. Matter of fact, people can't always come up and say, oh, come on. That mm-hmm. couldn't have really just been fixed that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is. It's a dramatic and extremely effective means of achieving that anatomical rest.
Mm-hmm. And I know very important we teach people right from the beginning in active care, chin tucks. So you take your head like you're nodding a yes, and at the end of yes, you want to bring and tuck that chin in. And I tell people when you're driving in the car, do that and push against your headrest. Really helps. We use things, big foam roll, get people on there to stretch their pec muscles because there's something called upper cross syndrome where your muscles are very tight and spasm, those flexor muscles, your pec muscles. You get those rounded shoulders and that we're seeing more and more in the shifting of the head forward, which really affects that forward motion, and we're, you know, see people falling as they age. So very important. We use TheraBands a lot to strengthen the upper back, to strengthen those extensor muscles in the back. So very important. We could go on and on.
Yep.
We have the TMJ. We work with...
Going down the arms, the... elbows,
carpal tunnel,
shoulders,
yeah.
Wrists,
Dupuytren's contracture.
Sure.
I'm just thinking people I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, up next, we're going to hear from John, who benefited greatly from the structural side of the Prather practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from the Prather Practice.
We are joined by John today to share his story at the Prather Practice. John, what health situation first brought you here to the Prather Practice?
I had issues with my lower back and my legs, a lot of stiffness, lack of flexibility, some pain. Those were primarily the issues I was dealing with.
Okay. And had you gone to other doctors, tried other healthcare options?
I did, and I have. I've been to a number of different healthcare professionals, such as a couple of different acupuncturists. I've been to an osteopath, a couple of different, maybe three different chiropractors.
Okay.
So, yes.
And how were those treatments, or how did things go with those doctors?
Some were effective, some were not. It was somewhat inconsistent results.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never fully satisfied. None of them gave me direction for, they gave me limited direction, let me be more accurate, as far as what do I do to help myself, mm-hmm. in addition to how they were helping me.
Okay. And then you got curious and you stumbled upon us. Did you?
And how I found out about the Prather practice was this. There's a device or a tool that is used to help break up scar tissue, which I knew I had extensive amount of scar tissue from previous injuries, sitting too much, etc. It's called rapid release.
Mm-hmm.
And I stumbled upon it on the internet, this device, and I inquired through the internet, is there anyone in the greater central Indiana area that had a machine like this or a device? And I found that the Prather practice did.
Awesome.
And it fortunately, the Prather practice for my home is very close, and I thought, I'll just come in here and see if that helps me. It was impressive what I read, but seeing is believing, and seeing if it works. And that then exposed me to this practice, but not just the practice, but all the things that the practice offered as far as healthcare,
mm-hmm.
And professionals, etc.
Awesome. And to give the people listening what the rapid release is, it's a handheld massage machine, and it's it vibrates, and it really, you can focus on certain areas of the body, and it's good to help break up scar tissue. It's good to break up the muscle, so muscle soreness isn't as severe, and it's just all around, just feels pretty good. Some people get a little tickled while they're having it done, but for the most part, it feels pretty good.
It's an amazing device, I swear by it. I think I'm their rep, but I have to say it's been miraculous for me.
Okay, so you came in, and what kind of treatments have you received here besides the rapid release?
Right. Well, other things that they've done, I had not had any blood work done for years and years. And they recommended blood work, so I did that. I had x-rays taken, hadn't had x-rays taken in years because of my structural issues,
mm-hmm.
with my lower back and legs, things like that. That gave them, an ability to better serve me, take care of me, help me, recommend things, what can we do? And quite honestly, in having x-rays even years ago or blood work, candidly, the way they handled it and the information it gave me was far superior than I've ever received.
Mm-hmm.
As far as additional things, acupuncture, I knew the great value of acupuncture, but not every acupuncturist that has been trained with this doesn't give the same level of service.
Exactly.
Dr. Prather was the one doing the acupuncture with me, and it's just instantaneous relax, your muscles relax, you just have a greater sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also had manual therapy, I think, with Dr. Prather and Dr. Gerken.
Mm-hmm. The manipulation.
Manipulation.
Yep.
And I wanted to make a note on that too, because I've been to chiropractors actually over the years, many of them, but in the last number of years I've been to a few different ones here locally in our community, and it's more, I don't have all the terminology, but from a layperson term, those other type of chiropractic techniques are extremely aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume that's the way all chiropractors work, mm-hmm. because I thought that's what it was.
Sure.
And when they do it, your body tenses up, because a lot of times there's a fear you're going to be injured, even though, well, I have to trust this chiropractor. Here, at least the term that I like to call it, I'm sure they have a better term, but it's a gentle chiropractic.
Yeah, that's a good word.
And when they're adjusting or making the adjustments with their various experience, the body is relaxed, and it seems to enable the body to like move and heal almost itself,
mm-hmm.
through their technique of gentle chiropractic. So that was invaluable. And And then also I worked with or had a few sessions with Molly, mm-hmm. who helped me with supplements, mm-hmm. Doing testing on me to see which supplements are would be well received in my body. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting because I do recall everyone doesn't receive supplements the same as everyone else.
Exactly.
And
yeah, it's very much
because
catered to the patient.
Yeah, it's customized, mm-hmm. as opposed to you going to just a health food store or someplace to purchase vitamins and minerals and herbs or whatever, and assuming that this will be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was great. She was very informative and helpful. I'm trying to think. So blood work, x-rays, I think that's
whole,
probably
the
covered
whole gamut.
Up. Yeah, I did. But I also thought this was just good overall because I do not have a personal health care physician.
Mm-hmm.
I like to learn things and then apply them to myself. But occasionally you do need to get someone who's well-trained, who you can have trust and confidence
sure.
in.
Definitely.
And I clearly thought that this... You know, they could accomplish that, and they did.
Good. Awesome. And it's been cool to see your transformation as well. We've gotten the pleasure of seeing you multiple times a week there at the beginning. And so it's been cool to see, you know, just see, get to know you better, obviously. You're always here when I walk in the door in the morning. You meet me here, so that's always nice. So for someone out there listening with a similar health issue or who is thinking about, you know, maybe thinking, well, you know, chiropractic is not for me because I don't like the cracking or all that kind of thing, what is some advice that you would give them?
As far as this practice, the Prather practice, I quickly developed a lot of personal confidence and trust, which... If you're going to go to a healthcare professional, that's key. I think people hope and assume and a lot of things. The wonderful thing here is that each individual that I, so to speak, touched, that I made a contact with, I don't want to say instantly, but extremely quickly, I felt trusting. I felt like, hey, this person knows what they're doing. And then, you know, getting the final results, and it's just the whole package. When you're dealing with your own health, your own existence, your own comfort of living, you want to go to someone you can trust,
mm-hmm.
Not just that you hope they fix it or get better. The other thing that I really appreciate about this practice is they gave me an education.
Oh,
they enabled me to how to take care of myself on my own.
Mm-hmm.
There's sometimes you do have to go to that professional, and fine, and the Prather practice is where I would recommend any. In fact, I've already recommended a number of people to go here.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition, what can I do for myself?
Mm-hmm.
That was invaluable because I would ask a question, they would give me an answer.
Awesome.
And an answer even where I would go and check it out to see, is that valid? And yes, it is. So, but the chiropractic part of this practice was huge for me because I did not know there was a gentle chiropractic that existed in anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, also the acupuncture similarly. There's a lot of people that have supposedly been trained as an acupuncturist,
mm-hmm.
but there is a difference that I learned from Dr. Prather. I don't have the time to go into it now, but the way they do acupuncture here, the way he does it, is significantly, I get quicker results.
Mm-hmm.
I felt more relaxed, and I felt, I don't know if the right word is, I felt my body healing itself faster and quicker, where sometimes it just didn't seem to be getting results with other acupuncturists.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, and that could be why he's rated the number one chiropractor for the past 2 years.
Okay,
which, yeah,
makes
and
sense.
People say, well, acupuncture doesn't work on me. And it's not necessarily the service, but it's the acupuncturist in themselves. So that's awesome.
Yeah, and I want to make one other thing on acupuncture, because a lot of people, when they hear that term, if they think they know what it is, they're afraid, oh, it's needles, mm-hmm. it's going to hurt. They're
mm-hmm.
thinking of someone giving them a shot,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a vaccine or something. Not the case at all. In fact, it almost feels like just someone tapping you with their finger gently on your body.
Yeah.
I didn't have any pain or any issues. I would encourage someone coming here to experience, you know, what it really is about,
yeah.
As opposed to what they assume it is.
Sure. Awesome. Well, it's been great to hear your story, you know, the whole, because, you know, after we see you every day, so we kind of lose track of where you started. So it's cool to hear your whole journey, and you're going to be moving away from us to go to Maui here.
Somebody had to volunteer, so I volunteered.
Darn it. Thank you for doing that for us. Yeah. let's see, that's mid-December, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, you'll have to come visit us when you come back in town and send us postcards, too, or send us warm
clothes. Or you might prefer to go to Maui instead of...
Yeah, I'll mention that to Dr. Prather, see what he thinks.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your story, and we wish the best for you.
And thank you, and also thank everyone here. I don't consider it a staff or employees. This, to me, as I told Dr. Prather, is a family.
Thank you.
Very, very powerful to me, and I think that's one of the secrets, if there is a secret, of why this whole practice is so successful, because it's not one individual, it's all the family.
Awesome.
And that, that spoke loudly to me each time I came.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.